when did you know that this would be a possibility that you could return this? When did you start to realize that?
Well, I mean, it was what we had targeted when I had the injury, was getting the strength back, getting the flexibility back, and hoping I'd be ready to go this week.
Is there any muscular atrophy, Aaron, or muscular endurance that you had to kind of work through? Is that present right now, do you believe?
No, it's not present right now. I wouldn't be out there. No, I mean, we worked through all that. The strength and the flexibility came back the quickest. It was just waiting on the bone to be ready to play.
Aaron, how much of the way you'll play or try to play Sunday will be similar to the Chicago game where you got the ball out quick early, didn't move out of the pocket a ton, and when you felt pressure, you kind of avoided it as easily as you could?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you have to play. I wouldn't be playing if I didn't feel confident playing the way that I played my entire career. So that game helped back in 2013, knowing what I can do and absorb. But, you know, it's not worth it unless you're going to go out there and play confidently.
How much convincing did you have to do yesterday, Monday?
Well, it was a group decision. You know, I was out of town for part of yesterday, but we were, talking with some people who have been in the loop the entire time. And, you know, there's a lot of people to thank for this opportunity to play this week. Obviously, my doctor, doctors Elitrosh and Itamura in California doing the surgery, did a great job. Heather with the rehab the first 10 days in L.A., which was really important, I think, to the overall healing. And then obviously the guys in here and our training staff, Nate Weir, Brian Engel, Doc McKenzie, working with those guys every day was really important. And then, you know, the support from the guys in the locker room as well through this period, and then Brett. You know, Brett played really well, especially the last 2 weeks, to give us the opportunity to be here and have a conversation, and I'm thankful to be able to play.
Aaron, what have the doctors explained to you, if anything, about the risk factors of coming back now from this injury?
Well, we've talked about everything, and I'm confident, knowing all the information, that's why I'm going to play.
How much has the bone healed?
Not going to get into that. I'm cleared.
Obviously, you usually have a fairly sizable voice in game plans and stuff like that. Is it different this week because the whole timeline and everything getting, you know, pushed back some, or is it kind of the standard operating deal there for you?
No, it's the same. We've been talking about the plan all week. I actually got a jump on the film last week in the hopes that I would get a chance to be cleared this week. So I'd seen a lot already on Carolina, but no, we've had good conversations Monday and Tuesday. And you know, you guys knew shortly after we made the decision that I was able to be cleared. Well, it's a long process. You know, it's tough, tough mentally. You have to just kind of attack the rehab every day. That's why I thank these guys. You know, they allowed me to push the limits every single day on what we should be doing, and always allowed me to do as much as possible without putting any risk on it at the certain timetables we had, throwing it, 4 weeks and moving around and doing the lifting on schedule like we did. Those guys were great. Mark Levine and his staff in the weight room were fantastic. You know, I worked out more in that time off than I do during the regular season. We work out 3 times during the regular season, and I was really working out every day with those guys and doing my treatment. So it's a long process, but I stayed pretty close to the team around the meetings, and obviously engaged on the field on game days.
Do you think the sharpness is back just from practicing for the week and a day?
I don't know. I feel confident I'll be able to go out there and play the way I've always played, but I've been off for 7 games and been out for a while. So it's going to take getting out there, getting that first pass in, that first hit, and then I'll probably settle in.
Aaron, where were you?
It's going to take winning all 3 of these games. 2 big wins in overtime to get us in this position. We obviously need a little bit of help along the way, but we got to take care of our business and win these next 3.
Is your availability in these final 3 games dependent on still being in the playoff picture?
I'm not sure. We're just focused on Carolina right now.
Aaron, where were you when you got the news you were cleared, and what was your emotion, your response?
I was here. I was talking with Doc, and... then talked to to Mike and Alex, and yeah, it's exciting. Mike wanted me to put out a creative social media message, so I tried to appease him. But no, I mean, that was a good feeling. Obviously, there's a lot of misinformation out there yesterday. A lot of people hit me up. You know, congrats on coming back. Hey, sorry you can't come back. So there was a lot of stuff out there that that I'd heard about. Some was accurate. Some was actually inaccurate, fake news. But it's nice to be able to be back and to be back in the swing and back with the first unit.
Aaron, what was it like to watch Brett develop over these last 2 months?
It's been fun to watch Brett, you know, up close. He's definitely improved throughout the 7 games. You know, he's getting more comfortable out there and coming off a real nice performance against Cleveland. Yeah, he's been making some plays down the stretch in these games where we have to come up with a drive in the fourth quarter to tie the game the last couple of weeks. And those were big drives for him, obviously big drives for our team, and then came up big in overtime.
Brett is obviously going to want another chance in his career to be a starting quarterback. What qualities have you seen, if any, to show that he's capable of being a starter in this league?
Well, like I just said, you know, he's made some plays in the fourth quarter when they've mattered the most. You know, he's done a nice job in most of the games of taking care of the football. That's important in this day and age of quarterback play. It's all about taking care of the football and not turn over. You know, and he's made some big throws and some big time checks as well. So it's just a matter of experience. You know, the more experience you get at quarterback, the more comfortable you are, and you can just go out and relax and play.
Aaron, how much effect do you think your return has on this football team in general?
Well, you'd have to ask the guys. I'm just going to bring the energy and enthusiasm that I always do to practice. Obviously, I think there's an expectation of the way I play on Sunday and how I'm going to play. I enjoy those expectations. I enjoy meeting those or exceeding those. That's what it means to be a leader in this locker room and the quarterback of this team is going out and performing and doing your job. Hopefully it gives a lift to some of the guys. But, you know, I'm not coming back to save this team. I'm coming back to play quarterback the way I know how to play it, and hopefully we all raise the level of our play collectively and find a way to win these 3 games.
Aaron, can you snap back to the Minnesota game and just take off from there where you left off with this offense? Or have there been some changes that would make it a little bit different for you in
Well, we're running it better than back then. You know, we've got a couple guys that have really had standout performances over those 7 games in both Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams. You know, they've done a great job for us, give us some good versatility back there. That's really encouraging. We've gone away from some concepts that we'd like to get back in, and we have. But no, we're just going to keep building on what we've done in the run game and hopefully get back to, you know, getting 87 a little more involved and 18 as well.
When we last talked to you, you said that there had to be a reason for you to come back. What gives you the optimism that this team can do what you can do it?
Because we've done it before. We did it last year. We were 4-6, and a lot of people counted us out. I saw something, you know, that we have 750-1 odds to make the playoffs. You know, we've never shied away from those type of circumstances, and we're not going to again.
Ed, what are you seeing about Carolina? You said you started watching some film last week. Pretty stout across the board there on defense.
Yeah, it's a really good defense. Obviously, Davis and Kuechly, longtime backers, played high level. Thomas is still running as well as he did when he was coming out of the 05 draft. And obviously, Luke is a fantastic player, one of the top at his position, if not the top guy every single year. But the front's playing really well, a lot of sacks. And you're seeing the young guys at corner develop and get better. They added Captain Munnerlin to the mix, who we played against for a number of years when he was in Minnesota. Talented player. So, yeah, they do a good job. They get after the passer really well, and they've been opportunistic on the back end.
Aaron, what do you remember about how you approached the Chicago game in 2014? Do you have to alter at least a little bit so you don't take some risks, and you have to ask Pat before the game not to hit you too much?
Well, I might do that, but no. You know, I wouldn't be standing here ready to play if I wasn't confident I could go out there and play the way that I've always played. There's just no point in doing that. It's a risky game. It's a dangerous game. There's risks every time you step on the field. You know, with the concussions that have happened in this game, that, you know, that to me is a lot something to be more worried about than altering your play to take a shot and land it on your shoulder again. So that's something that we deal with, and that's why we love this game. You know, I think Mike Mitchell had a lot of good points when he was talking about the nature of this game. It's a physical game, and you have to go out and play as much as you can without fear. And that's why I'm here. That's why we're cleared, and that's why I'm playing.
Aaron, you mentioned the concussions. It's obviously, you saw Tom Savage, I'm sure. So, is the concussion protocol working?
I don't know. That's too big of a question at this point. The stipulations that are in place, I think, are good stipulations. It seems like they're calling more guys off the field now and trying to get them cleared. But yeah, I mean, with all the scrutiny on it, you know, I think that only helps to continue to find a policy that's across the ball the same and try and, you know, avoid these hits and monitor them as best we can.
All right, let me ask you two more, Fred. Your big Star Wars guy comes out this week. Any chance you'll see it this week or not that time? And
this week is a little busy. I'm hoping that Clay maybe locks down a theater or something. He's done that in the past. But, you know, I was joking with a friend. I actually had to go to work today for the first time in a while. It's been a tough process, but there's nothing better than being able to spend the entire day in the mindset that you're going to play. And that's what's exciting about this week. So I don't know if I'm having any time, but I am excited about it. I'm a big Star Wars fan. I actually got my – I think I'm wearing a Star Wars shirt today. I am. You got to take my word for it, but it's a Star Wars shirt. So,
can you talk about your running game and what kind of an advantage that gives you guys going into this stretch?
Well, I don't know about advantage, but the key for any offense is if you're going to have some semblance of balance. We didn't have a ton of balance the first five games, and now you've seen both those guys go over 100 yards in a game, which has been great. And Jamal has his style, a very physical back, but he's got good vision. And Jones has really shown he's more of a slasher. But they've both done a really good job for us and give us that balance. What it does, you know, especially I think we saw it last time when I was out as well, that the line gained a lot of confidence in the run game because we were more balanced than when I was out there. We still got to keep doing those things even when I'm back this week.
What was Sunday like for you? You got to win the game. You start fast. Now you're losing by two touchdowns. What was it like for you watching all that?
Well, I'm glad we won. Obviously a little nervous there in the late third quarter, but as we've seen the last few weeks, you know, we've made plays late in the game, and I felt like if we could just execute a little bit better and get a stop and just somebody have a spark play, whether a turnover or like we saw a Trevor Davis return, that kind of get us going. We had a big drive there to cut it to 7, and then Trevor with a huge play, and the guys sticking on their blocks to put us in the short field, and Brett made a couple really nice throws.
It seems like Devontae is a penchant for how many touchdowns this year. Obviously, Merle's really blossoming here.
Yeah, I mean, he's making a lot of money this year. Hopefully we pay him sooner rather than later. He's a talented guy who's just proven it week after week. He's tough to guard, you know. It's tough to guard him one-on-one. And teams want to bring five-man pressure, you know, to keep myself or Brett when he was out there in the pocket. You know, you got some one-on-one matchups on the outside, and he's done it to a lot of the best corners in this game. You know, what he did in Baltimore, I thought was maybe the most impressive because Jimmy is a fantastic corner. But he's done it every single week, made plays. The most encouraging thing as I have sat back and watched is his leadership, as you're seeing that start to grow. But, again, like I said, I know there's a lot of juice left in 87. I'd like to fill that up this week.